Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we've got a thriving show for you today. Wow, what an incredible time this is that we live in. There is so much for us to look at, so many opportunities, and for some, there are so many challenges. But all of this comes together in that thing we call life. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Pat Vasily, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Many of you have emailed us and let us know that you're excited about this year's holistic makeover. Please sign up. You still have time to do that. We're actually leaving the application window open a bit longer this time. So go to drpatsmakeover.com, drpatsmakeover.com, and check it out. Fill out the application, find out what's going on, and you'll get to work with people like my guest today, Mary Jane Mack. Joining me here today, a day in the office with CRA and Mary Jane Mack. What is CRA? Many of you are asking that question. You know, what is CRA? What are you talking about? Well, you're going to hear in the next hour what holistic health is all about. When we think about Mary Jane Mack and the work that she's done, the countless people she is helping through CRA, contact reflex analysis, then what we're talking about is an innovative approach to healing that is simple, safe, natural. And so how does someone like Mary Jane analyze that energy flow? What is it that she does? And what is a day in the life as we prepare for the holidays? Today you're going to get a lot of information. You're going to hear from one of the leading experts in the field of energy, energy healing, and healing period. And so let's get the show started. Mary Jane, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is very exciting.
Let's start out with a brief conversation about energy, energy flow, and CRA, because then we're going to get right into the holidays. We're going to get right into what it means to be all stressed out, eating all the food we shouldn't eat, calling it a good time, and not feeling great.
Exactly. Well, CRA, it's a safe, simple technique to analyze the body for nutritional, emotional, or structural imbalances. And the body is made up of the nervous system. Your nerves connect to every organ in your body. So we call it your electrical system. So I have a technique where I can tap into that electrical system and follow a protocol, and your body will tell me exactly what is going on in, like, number one priority, number two, and number three. And that's how we work with CRA. We start at the top, and we take care of those first one to three priorities, and then the body has the ability to start to heal itself. I use nutritional supplements. That's one of the tools that I have, and I have other tools. I use orthotics. I use light technology. So the body will tell me exactly what you need at that time.
One of the things that, you know, we want to look at is the components of health and holistic and well-being. And stress doesn't add to it. What are some of the main concerns we have for the holidays?
Well, when people are coming in today, like it has started already. People are planning their family get-togethers, and now they're worried about how am I going to get through that get-together. Remember Aunt Ethel, who comes in all the time and says the same thing. The turkey's too dry. How could you wear that dress? It's the same old story. And on different levels. So people have heard it so many times, they just are so stressed out with having to deal with it that it makes them a nervous wreck. So what we do is we check their body to see where they're out of balance and their inability to deal with that particular situation, and use nutrition to calm down the nervous system. When people are in this situation year after year, and it just starts to grind on them, and they're not able to work through it, this is very difficult on their nervous system, and it actually you know, long term, if they can't deal with these situations, what's going to happen when they really have some major situations in their life? So when the nerves get dried and frayed, then other things can happen from that. So what we want to do is stop that process, calm down their nervous system, give them some tools to deal with the family, and make it a better time, a more joyous time. And not looking at the past, but think about changing the future.
Well, one of the things that we live in is the past, especially around the holidays. You know, and for many people, there is the stress around the family gatherings, but there are also some other things that weighs very, very, very heavy on our minds. I mean, every time we go look at that apple pie, right?
Right.
We go for that. You know, what are some of the other things people are already stressing about?
Oh, wait, the weight gain. The weight issue this time of year is the weight issue is magnified. People might have a weight issue, but now, and they may have trouble with their digestion, but now you get into the holidays, so now they start, the parties start at work. People bring food to work, and they actually have a food room with all these goodies, homemade cookies and all those things. People are going out to dinner more often. So people are starting to put on a few pounds before the holidays even really get here. So it's, you know, people have had that issue with their weight off and on for a long time. And at the holidays, it's just magnified because now they really pack on a few more pounds. And when your digestion is off, your blood sugar is off. So people cannot, when they're eating, if you cannot digest your food, then you go for the quick feast, fix, and you start eating more. And it continues. And it's not just one year. Every year, people will put on 5 more pounds until they learn to get that in check. But sometimes people don't realize, they think they're just going crazy, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle this. And it's a matter of their body is out of balance. When they're going for the quick fix, it's because they're not digesting the food they've already taken in. They begin to put on that weight. Sometimes it's water weight and bloating. And what we do, again, with CRA is look at what is going on with them. And it can be many things with the digestion. And once you identify that and get them stable, then they no longer are grazing and looking for the quick fix, and they're feeling better.
One of the things that we know is that we really do things, especially this time of year, that really gets us all cranked up, as my best friend would say to me. And, you know, one of the other things beyond the stress of the family and the weight gain, this is a tough time of year for people, Mary Jane. For those of you just tuning in, Mary Jane Mack is joining us here today. We're talking about CRA, and we're going to be talking about exactly what CRA means and what it is that you all can get help with this holiday season. Okay, this is a sad time of year for a lot of people. You know, there are people that have lost loved ones. There are people that have gone through, you know, separation, divorce. There are children out there right now that are thinking, you know, here we go again with the holidays. You know, there's the mom, the dad, the new mom, the new dad. You know, it is a stressful time when we think about all that. And it's hard to figure out what we're even stressed about. And yet we find ourselves crying.
Exactly. Well, you know, there are so many triggers around the holiday. And like you said, there's so many family situations that are in so many different places. It ranges from those deaths, and it ranges from those families that are mixed, and kids that don't know where they're going to be for Christmas, this parent or that parent. But it's about being, again, having your body balanced to be able to deal with this. Sometimes the parents are so stressed out that they're putting all that stress on their kids. And if one family member can't deal with something, it affects everybody in the family. So the more you're able to be balanced in your own body, again, with your nervous system, with your brain, so that you could deal with it, it's like your body, your level of stress inside starts to explode. Your stress starts to get higher and higher because of the emotions held in your body in certain organs. And when that emotion gets so high, you just explode. So what we look for is where are those stressors in the body, and how can we help someone to deal with them? And we have different techniques in our office that are able to do that. And, of course, the person has to be willing to let that go or want to deal with it and want it to change. And even myself, I lost a daughter 4 years ago, and it was very sudden. She went in the hospital on the 4th of November and died on the 14th. So it's how many people have that happen to? There are so many people that have had losses and sudden losses, let alone people who are chronically ill, their family who are now in nursing homes. It's all these things, but it's about looking at what you can do to be better in yourself to handle that so that it doesn't affect your life down the road. All these crises that we have in our life, it may not affect us very seriously right now, but I can guarantee you if you don't handle it now, 5 years down the road, you'll be in a crisis.
One of the things that we know is that, you know, there is stress does contribute to a lot of conditions. I mean, there was a time in my life, anyway, that we couldn't even talk about stress in the workplace. People would just look at us like we were crazy. It's like there was this birth of stress in the workplace, or at least the recognition for it. Now we know so many things about it. And we also know, as you've just talked about, it comes in many forms, it comes in many layers, and we have to approach it independently. What are some of the clients, or who are some of the clients, people, that come through your door that show up with, you know, a range of different things, and you have to start to figure it out?
Yes. Well, one example is a gal whose husband's been had a stroke a year ago, and he's been in an assisted living now, and it's a year that he's been in there. Yes, he's improved, but this was their, I mean, they've been married for over 50 years. So now this is a major crisis for her to be able, she goes and visits him twice a day. And in order to be able to handle that, she has been a long-term client of mine for many years. She comes in on a regular basis to use our light technology, for example, to raise her frequency so that she's better able to deal with this, and to take nutrition to keep her energy up so that her vibration is good, and she's able to help him by using her energy to help him improve. And he has improved, but he's not able to come home. And so now, again, that's a heartache for her. And then there's the families that have that work all day and they're all stressed out, and then they come home and they have kids that are, like a 3-year-old that's very active, and the mom thinks the kid is overactive or hyperactive. Well, you have to wonder and I have not seen the child yet, I saw the mom, but you have to wonder, well, what's going on with the mom that when she comes home that the child has to raise its energy in order to whatever that is for. But it's like there's answers to that. You look at if the child is out of balance from a nutritional point of view, or is the child picking up on the mom's stress, and the mom has a very stressful job. So we were able to work with the mom to get her energy up so she's feeling better and not as stressed out. Those are just a couple examples. We see the person who's come in and lost their job or worried
that's
about.
That's got to be big this holiday season, Mary Jane. That has got to be big this holiday season, the job loss.
It's huge. And people who are working and they think they're doing a good job and then suddenly find out they've lost their job. And now what do they do? I mean, they've worked hard for what, you know, to get this position, and it was very sudden, and their lifestyle totally changes. And there's so many people right now who are out of work or worried about losing their job.
Well, one of the hardest hit groups of people right now are the entrepreneurs, are the self-employed, are the individual businesses right now. You know, someone made a comment to me the other day. The comment was, well, you know, yes, unemployment is up, but think about it, you know, it's not like 50% of the population lost their job. And my response was, but I bet 50% of the population thinks about losing their jobs. And so it's kind of an interesting dynamic. You know, we have a very, you know, high unemployment, but at the same time, there still are a lot of people working, but working in an environment where they're walking on pins and needles. And I wanted to ask you about that, because we're talking about tough times for the holidays. We're talking about people that have lost their job, people that have lost something. But there is a whole bunch of walking wounded right now. And I know, I've been there. How do you work with them to help them, you know, not go to the place of gloom and doom?
Well, for one thing, you know, again, you can't change other people. So that,
yeah,
when you're in the workplace, that's the biggest thing, is the only person you can change is yourself. So if you're doing, when you're doing your job and you're walking on pins and needles, what can we do to help you to be strong in that position, to think clear, to be sharp, and to do your job as well as you can without taking on more stress from those around you? But again, you can't change those other people. You have to change yourself. And, but the biggest thing is you can. You can make a difference. You can take care of yourself better. You can eat better. You can exercise. You can do things that make you a healthier person in order to deal with your environment.
One of the things that we are going to talk about, we're going to talk about weight gain. We're going to talk about de-stressing things. You also said, though, there's a combination of the energy work that you do, but then there's also the component of nutrition. How do these two things play together in your work?
Well, when I do CRA, and if people want more information about CRA, they could look at the website and look at the video on there.
That's MaryJaneMack.com.
Yes, and it explains in detail what we do. But what I do is when I analyze someone, I'm able to find out exactly what nutrition they need. And I use very specific products by Biotics Research, and they're specific to what that person needs. For example, if their brain is in low gear, and they're tired and they're not thinking clear, they may need a product called Lyzyme. We have different products. They need a product called De-Stress. We have different products, but very specific results that make a difference in a very short time. So with the products, we have predictable. I know when I check somebody, I know when they start on that product, within so many days they're going to be starting to feel better. And that's a given. And sometimes what we do is we use other technology, which is what we call our light technology, which is just energy, frequency, lights. And what they do is help raise the body vibration. Because when the body is stressed or in these situations like in the office, stressed out, they could be in a low frequency. So we raise that frequency to what we call a 90, and their body is better able to deal with things around them. And they feel good. And if they're happy, they can deal with many things.
Well, I've heard people talk about CRA and use the analogy of a wiring system, electrical system in the house, and how sometimes their electrical system works full power and all the wiring is really good. And other times there could be breaks in the wiring, things that you can't even see. But yet, you know, on the other end, there's a performance issue, whether it's lights flickering in your house or your computer frying, whatever that is. And, you know, from your point of view, do you look at it like that?
Exactly. The nervous system is your electrical system. It's like the wiring in your car, the wiring in your house. If there is a disconnect in that wiring, then your organs are not going to get what they need to be at a high frequency. Gym liver or a low-function liver or kidneys that are sluggish, all because of interference with that nervous system.
Well, one of the things we want to make sure is working is our gut, and especially if we're going to be putting that apple pie down there this holiday season or whatever pie you like. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Mary Jane Mack about weight gain, about grazing, about what you can do to have a fabulous time and not stress out about the pound or two you're putting on. We're going to get to that in detail when we come back. We're going to talk about food preparation. We're going to talk about the energy and vibration of that right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Mary Jane Mack joining me here today. When we come back, we'll be hitting that weight gain stress. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits for travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart. Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey toward self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to let you know that if you want to find out more information about us, if you want to sign up for our newsletter so that you can get information about upcoming shows, holistic makeovers, giveaways, if you want to do all of that, go to our website, thedrpatshow.com, T-H-E-D-R, patshow.com, or simply go to drpatlive.com. Joining me here today is Mary Jane Mack. And as I said, she is a contact reflex analysis expert and designed clinical nutritionist and someone that is healing people across the globe. Whether you're stepping into her office or you're connecting with her over the phone, you've said yes to a healing experience. And so you can find out more about her at her website, MaryJaneMack.com. And for those of you that want to get in there and get a phone conversation and get things going with her, Mary Jane, what is the best way for people to contact you?
Well, we have a toll-free number, and it's 888-777-4232. Or info at MaryJaneMack.com. Send us an email and we'll get right back to you. Those are two of the best ways.
Well, we're going to talk about weight gain and grazing and what people can learn about this. You're absolutely right. You know, earlier in the show you said people are already worrying about how much weight they're going to gain and they haven't even had anything to eat really yet. And so it's an interesting phenomenon and dynamic we have. I mean, imagine what we're going to be like in January. How does this relate to the work that you do? How does this relate to helping people have just a fabulous holiday.
Well, again, you know, when people are out of balance, I see this not only the holidays, but all year. It's their eating, and they can't stop eating, no matter where they open their fridge, they're grazing. They're grazing constantly. And then they're getting, they're starting to put on a few pounds, and it just is gradual, and then they start to notice, wow, this is not good. But if somebody's digestion is off, and that can be in many ways. Their digestion can be off in their stomach digestion. It can be off in their liver, their gallbladder. It can be off in their kidney. So it's not just one thing. And when they're off in any of these areas, they're not digesting their food, so now they're going for the quick fix. So now they're always hungry. And then they start putting on the pounds because they have all this undigested food in their gut.
One of the things that, you know, all of us think about and are so in tune to is learning more about nutrition and learning more about how what we eat affects certain parts of our body. And I want to talk about that. It used to be you sat down and, you know, remember that all of us had the, you know, the balanced meal, what that looks like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And, you know, we called it balanced meal, we called it good. You know, have your milk, have your, you know, wheat, have your protein, whatever. You remember those days?
Yes, vegetable.
Yeah. I can't even remember it. It's been so long ago. And 100 dieting fads later, here we are, have probably done the yo-yo thing, and are really not sure what parts of our bodies have been affected by it. You know, what are some of the things we should be mindful of? I mean, you know, what organs are at risk here?
Well, the most common thing I see from now through into January, because people are still dealing with it, is people come in, they're, for example, I had a client come in the other day, said she was eating out of control, craving sugar and sweets, and she had already put on about 5 pounds and now was worried about the holidays. Well, when I checked her body, what I found is that her gallbladder was in low gear. And so, when you have a sluggish gallbladder, you'll get bloated. You don't get the bile into your digestive system to digest the food. So now you get bloated and you don't feel good. You get tired and you're constantly eating because you're not absorbing that nutrition. The other thing, so with this particular person, it was just her gallbladder. So we put her on nutrition to thin out the bile, get that gallbladder healthy and working, and move things out so she could start digesting her food. Now, other times when people come in, they might be so bloated, and no matter what they eat, it doesn't matter what they eat, their belly bloats up like a balloon, and now they're being very strict with what they eat. And they've had this for a while, but it's getting worse. So what I find in those clients, like I had a client come in again the other day, and with her situation, she said, my belly just bloats up like a balloon. Well, what she had was a bile duct that was in low gear, and the bile duct helps the liver produce bile so that the bile goes into the gallbladder to help digest the food, and then it dumps into the intestinal tract. When it gets into the intestinal tract, it helps break down the food. Well, when you don't have that bile in your intestinal tract, now you have putrefied food. You have food that's rotting, and this is why you bloat up. And these people have gas all the time. And they can have all types of symptoms, but the most common one is they're just bloat up like a balloon and have a lot of gas. So what I did for her was put her on nutrition to help her liver produce bile, and then also nutrition to help heal her gallbladder and thin out that bile and clean out the sludge and get it into the digestive system so now she could break down that old food that was in her gut.
You know, we have certain habits, and thank you for sharing that, because, I mean, that is a perfect example of, you know, getting things back in order. It's not even getting things back in balance. It's getting things to work the way that they're supposed to work. But there are some things that I think we do every day that really don't contribute to having our body parts work in the most effective way they can. You know, what are some of the things that we have in our pop culture right now that are just not good for us?
Well, we're loaded with processed food, And, you know, people, what amazes me, people who you think know better do not know better. So it's never take it for granted. People really know what they're eating. The things that people are still using microwaves, and when you use a microwave, you wipe out all the nutrition in that food. It totally does not work. And it makes the food negatively charged to your body. If things are good for you, then it charges up your body and makes you feel good.
Well, we're charging up everything here, right here, with Mary Jane Mack on the Dr. Pat Show. We're talking about, you know, what it is about weight gain, what it is about the holidays, what it is about stress, and how you can take care of this very, very easily. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of those other things that we do or tend to do with food around the holidays, and we'll be looking at what is the other culprit that really hurts us around this time of the year. And if you're worried about eating too much, what can you do differently? Can you still have that apple pie? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspirecoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is so beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Like I said before, don't forget to sign up for the Holistic Makeover. We're going to be kicking that off. Mary Jane Mack is going to be one of our coaches.
I'm excited about that.
I know. We're excited about that as well. You can go to drpatsmakeover.com and read all about it. Click on the button, fill out the survey, and you're good to go. For more information about Mary Jane Mack, you can go to her website, maryjanemack.com. MaryJaneMack.com. A lot of information. Check out the video and much more. So we're going to be doing a lot of work with Mary Jane with people all over the country. We were talking about, you know, food, and we're talking about weight gain, but we're also talking about, you know, how we cook our food, what we do with food, why is it even important. I mean, none of us really think about the fact that certain foods or the way we eat has an effect on our energy or has anything to do with CRA. So how do you put all that together?
Well, in CRA, we have specific foods that, especially when somebody presents with sick kidneys or gallbladder, we have a particular food list that we suggest people follow. And their kidney and gallbladder finally is what Dr. Versinal always calls it. So what we look for is when we're looking at people in these situations who are, it's like being a detective, finding out what they're doing and how they, some of the things that got them in this situation. One of the most common things I still see is using the microwave. When you use a microwave, you totally wipe out the nutrition in your food, and now it's no longer charged. We look at everything we eat. We score all the things that we do, and we score things on a scale of 0 to 10. And we want to be eating all food that has to be at least a 7 or better to be healthy and alive for your body. So things that are in the microwave are no longer alive. And I'll ask people, do you use the microwave? And they'll say, oh, no, I don't. I just use it to heat things up. So now they're not only eating old leftovers, they're heating them up in the microwave. Not knowing all these things contribute to weight gain and sluggish gallbladders. Again, and they heat up their coffee. One time I had a client and I said, you can't use the microwave. She said, well, I just heat my coffee up. And I said, well, that's not a good idea because you keep coming back with the same thing. She said, well, now this was an older gal. She said, how am I going to heat my coffee up? And I thought that was so funny. She got so used to it, she forgot what the stove was for. So now I said, try getting a pot out, putting it on the stove. She said, oh. So, I mean, it's simple things like that. Another person came in and told me, oh, they have these wonderful mashed potatoes at Safeway. They're just so good. And they're all mashed, and all you got to do is heat them up. And I said, well, how do you heat them up? Well, you heat them up in the microwave. And I said, well, that's not a good idea. She said, okay, I'll heat them up on the stove. She said, I got them in the deli. And I said, well, what's the date on them? How long do they last? This was in November. She said, oh, they're good till January. And I thought, now, do you really think about, do you know what you're eating if something has preservatives till January? So it's things like this that people just don't even think about. It's processed food, and then they gain weight, so now they want to eat diet food, diet and low fat. I talked to somebody, this was a friend from back east, and they told me, oh, they're having this wonderful dinner, and they made everything with artificial sweeteners and low diet food. Well, if you look at these people that are doing these things, are they any thinner? They're not. This just contributes all these, they're chemicals and additives. And that's what causes the gallbladder and liver to be sluggish. And the digestion. So there's so many things that people are still doing. Another big thing is leftovers. People are eating leftovers way too long. Leftovers can be good maybe for a day or two, and then they're dead. They're especially if you make them fresh and they're really healthy foods, they might last 2 days. But if they're not, you're going to gain weight from eating that dead food. So you have to cook a meal and not have a lot left over and plan ahead. And another big thing is keeping your refrigerator clean. If your refrigerator's dirty and you're putting food in it, it's absorbing all that bacteria. And that bacteria is what it makes the food bad and toxic to your system. So these are just some of the things, common things that I see people still doing every day. And then
when we think about this, I mean, you're mentioning some things that are just common nature to so many people and so many of us. I mean, I love the story about, you know, heating everything up in the microwave and forgetting how to boil it. It's kind of interesting because every time I go back, you know, to my hometown in Jersey, I dig out the old kettle, the teapot kettle, the stainless steel kettle,
yes,
and put it on the stove and heat water up. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic to see how quickly we have moved into, you know, this fast food, fast paced. And so what you've just shared is so incredibly important to so many people. But I wanted to ask you one more thing about the keep the refrigerator clean part, because that's a new one for a lot of people.
Okay.
What's the best way to keep it clean? You know, there's a lot of things that people do for smell. For example, they put the baking soda thing in there. But what are we talking about clean? Because everybody's so sensitive now to chemicals.
Well, use a little bit of Clorox is what you have to use, because Clorox cleans the, will kill any bacteria in there. And it's just a mild solution, a very mild solution. And if you put gloves on, it usually, if it's a mild solution, you can't smell it. If you are toxic to it, you may have somebody else do it. But normally, that is the best way to, there are other types of, disinfectants, that kill bacteria. We use one in the office also, that cleans the bacteria. But it's really important you have to do this, I mean, at least every couple months. And most people don't do it, but maybe once or twice a year. And by just wiping it out on a regular basis, you keep it fresh and clean.
Well, and I just want to be really clear with people. There was an old saying, kind of growing up in our house, is when we're talking about a cleaner like something like Clorox, we're talking like one drop in a large bucket of water, a large, you know, part of water. And so, you know, part of this is keeping, you know, just being mindful of all of the things that sort of wear our system down. I think, you know, that's what you're saying. For people that are generally healthy, let's call it, right? The electrical system is all working and they're fully juiced and powered. They have more of a resilience than others. But if you fit into any of the categories we're talking about today, please think about some of the things Mary Jane Mack is sharing. When we come back, we'll be talking about those holiday blues. What does that mean? What can you do about it? How do the blues show up? And what are Mary Jane Mack and her folks doing to help all of us go through this holiday season with a happy smile on our happy faces? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Hi, this is Anna Duque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and a yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Mary Jane Mack joining us here today. We're going to be talking about those holiday blues, but before we do that, a couple things that Mary Jane would love to share with you that also has to do with weight gain and how to feel good, even if you're having those holiday binging thoughts. Mary Jane, thank you for joining us here today. What else should we be mindful of in terms of our bodies and how to take care of it this holiday season?
Well, the other most common thing I see that I think is very important for people to think about is, besides the gallbladder and the liver, it's the kidney. So when people eat certain types of food, this can definitely affect the kidneys. And it's very similar to a gallbladder issue. People will get bloated and gassy. And one of the big symptoms, if their kidneys are sluggish, is they'll have burping. Another thing is irritable bowel syndrome. This comes from the kidney. And people can have diarrhea or constipation. And that's all because their kidneys are what we call sluggish, full of sludge. And we use a nutrition to actually clean out those kidneys. It's like sending in the scrubbing bubbles to clean them up and get them working well. And when people come in with this type of thing, they'll have bloating, again, similar to gallbladder. But they'll have heartburn, weight gain, a lot of fluid in their body. They just don't feel good. And so when we do the CRA check and we find it's the kidney, we recommend a nutrition called Nefrazyme, actually. And it's a wonderful nutrition to get those kidneys cleaned out. Now, we find that when people eat turkey and eggs, that is what causes the most problem with the kidney. And we see after Thanksgiving, this shows up all the time. So, and again, if people have a tendency toward gout, what you'll see is this time of year, more people will present with gout symptoms than any other time of year, and that's from eating turkey. And gout has to do with protein in the kidney. The kidney can't handle certain proteins. And so then you have other symptoms. It's the uric acid that causes the swollen joints and arthritis-like type symptoms. So again, you could head this off by using the proper nutrition, keeping the body balanced, and knowing exactly what food is going to be better for you if you have this tendency. And when we find somebody that this shows up first with, we always tell them to use our recommended food list, and they're going to feel better all the time if they do that.
I wanted to ask you about salt. We haven't talked about salt yet, and I don't know if it plays a factor or not. Remember, we went through this crazy time where people were saying, oh, don't eat salt. You can't eat salt. And then we went through another time that says, oh, well, you should eat some salt. I mean, does that have anything to do with CRA and, you know, the energy flow that we have?
Well, I think salt, the sea salt within reason, if you use, it's like everything in moderation. If you use things in moderation, like sugar, there's nothing wrong with sugar if you use it in moderation. We're talking small amounts. We're not talking large amounts. It's totally better than using the sweeteners. But the salt, if it's used in moderation and the body's in balance, the body can utilize that salt. And sometimes the body is lacking salt and needs it. But sometimes it's not, you know, the salt over the counter or the sea salt they need. We use other types of nutritional products to replace their salt in the lymph system if needed. But again, salt in moderation is usually okay if the body can handle it. It's when the ankles and everything are swelling up, you're eating salt. Well, we know there's something else wrong, and that's why you're not able to. That just is adding to the symptoms.
Okay. Now, you know, we've talked. Thank you, Mary Jane. Thank you for being with us today, first of all. We've talked a lot about what we can do to help our physical body. How about our emotional selves?
So our emotional selves, it's about really thinking about taking care of better care of yourself. It's about thinking about what is it that you want for yourself. And are you hanging on? I see people who are hanging on to the past. There's one thing that happened in their life, and they just can't let it go. Or somebody who got divorced, who had a really bad divorce, and they have so much bitterness and anger that they're not able to change that. And first of all, you have to want to change it. many people don't want to change it, so then they're stuck in that. And those are the people with that frequency will definitely create disease in their life. You cannot hang on to anger and bitterness and wind up later in your life being a healthy, happy person. It doesn't work that way. So in order to change that, it's you have to look today at what do you really want in your life. If you do have the blues, if you have lost someone, if you have old memories, well, with CRA, we're able to check the body, find out exactly what's causing that, maybe a little bit of depression, a little bit of blues. We're not talking about clinical depression, just holiday and memories. So we're looking for where is that memory hidden in your body? And we can use nutrition to correct that and help the body heal and take the energy off that emotion. And we can use other tools that we have in the office to release that emotion so the body doesn't look at it quite the same.
Well, you know, this has been, you know, for many of us, we know what it's like to go through the holiday season. And, you know, some holidays have been great. Other holidays seem to be a bit trying. And yet at the same time, very few of us understand the information that you've shared on the show today. You know, in wrapping up, you know, what have you found? What can you suggest to people that are thinking, well, you know, she's talking about me for any one of these or perhaps even all of them? What can you say to folks to kind of give them a couple of tips to kind of get ready to have the best holiday season they've ever had?
Well, with CRA, you have the ability to cope and deal with stressful situations through the holiday season, but not just through the holiday season, through every day. And also when your body is stable and balanced in a better way where it's able to function normally, feel better. And so we can help you feel better through this holiday season and every day and have energy, joy, and laughter in your life and live each day like it's your last and be in the moment. With CRA and myself as your personal coach, you can make it through the holiday season with energy, joy, and laughter.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll have a personal message for everyone out there today right here on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Go to MaryJaneMack.com for more information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. What an information-filled show today with Mary Jane Mack. I'm sure you've heard something here today that you're going to be thinking about and incorporating into your life so you can have a great, great holiday. Mary Jane, thank you for joining us. What's your personal message for our listeners today?
Well, I would like everyone to know that you can have a good, happy holiday by just looking at what you're doing and thinking about it and making a few changes. Because you, just with how you look at your weight, how you look at everything around you can make a difference. And with CRA, again, we have the ability to help you deal with stressful situations, to balance your body, to stabilize your blood sugar, clean out that liver and gallbladder, and help you be a healthier person so you can maintain your weight and even lose weight and have a happier holiday season.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Jane.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Dr. Pat Show. And boy, let's get that wiring system working and working well. For more information, check in with Mary Jane Mack. Go to the website, MaryJaneMack.com. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, just go to our website, DrPatLive.com. Until next time, remember, you deserve an amazing life, and we're here to help you get it. We'll see you next time.